So I understand that we're going to be having all of our committee meetings in this room, and I'm sad to say that this committee just is not going to fill the room the way that others do. I'm going to we also have two absences, so this is it. This is our quorum right now. So y'all are holding it down, and I appreciate it. So we'll go ahead and get started. So I'd like to call to order the Health, Human Services, and Human Rights Committee meeting for June 5th. And my first note is the meeting will probably start late due to the UND resolution in the Housing Committee, but obviously that's not the case. So we're starting right on time, and we're going to begin by entertaining a motion to approve of the May 8th meeting minutes. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. Any discussion on the May minutes? All right, then I'll call a question. All those in favor of approving the May 8th meeting minutes?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, those are approved. We're going to go right into resolutions. Resolution 155 is requiring high-quality field drug test kits for use in any required screening of participants of county-administered social service programs. And I'm going to go to the sponsor for an update. Legislator McCullough?
Thank you, Chair. I had a very nice conversation with Commissioner Iaposi the other day. And everything that I want to achieve in this resolution, they pretty much do already, and then some. But some other conversations have come from this, so I'll let them explain that part. But as far as this resolution, I'm going to withdraw this resolution at this time.
Okay. Any questions or discussion on that before we move on from it? Commissioner Iaposi, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, just briefly, Chair. We did have conversations that were generated as a result of this proposed resolution that I think have been very productive, that made it possible for us to have the opportunity to revisit and review our protocols and processes around administering the drug tests and continuing to be very aware of potentially the consequences, when false positives are arrived at. So, just with a renewed focus on ensuring that we're doing everything that we possibly can, we're going to move forward and basically are taking some steps that are ongoing in terms of how we approach this and the tests that we use.
Awesome. Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Well, I just want to thank Legislator McCullough for introducing this, for spurring the conversation. It sounds like it was productive, and for changing the approach as all the information came out. So thank you. So we don't need to take any action on that. Resolution 293, approving the execution of a contract for $151,660.83 entered by the county with Family of Woodstock, Inc. for the Youth Bureau. And I believe Deputy Executive Amenta, do you want to speak to this just because Suhaili is not here?
Sorry about that. These are contracts for their operations of the family-based, the youth programs at the emergency shelters. Sorry about that. I was reading something.
All right. So my understanding is this is a contract for the transitional living program for long-term residential and non-residential use for the runaway youth, which is 60% state, 40% county. This is a term that has already begun, so we're midway through the term. So anyone, I'm going to ask about that unless anyone has any questions first. I'd like to defer to the committee. Anyone have any questions? So I would like to ask about the term, like if the term began October 1st, why are we getting the contract now?
It's state reimbursement. And so as the money flows down, that's when we put the money out.
Okay, great. I guess that makes sense. And this is just for those that are always keeping track of like where in the county things are. So this is one facility in Kingston and one facility in Ellenville. So Southern Ulster is part of this. So I always like to point that out. Yep, Legislator Kitchen.
Sure, the
Can you speak into your mic?
Sure.
These are the emergency shelters that you said Family Woodstock owns in Kingston?
This is the long-term shelter for youth.
It's called Transitional Independent Living Programs. So it's the Midway program in Ellenville and Midway program here in Kingston. And it's for children 16 to 21 that it's like a supportive housing for them.
Okay, do they live in individual independent housing or is it one?
They live within the house. Each site is a house and they have rooms within that house and there's supervised staff.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? All right, so then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 293. Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 294, approving the execution of a contract. Wait, hold on. Oh, okay, this is the same. I was like, this is the same amount. It's tripping me out. Deja vu. Okay. Resolution 294, approving the execution of a contract for $151,660.83 entered into by the county from Family of Woodstock, Inc. through the Youth Bureau. So that was Transitional Living 1. This is Transitional Living 2. Because there are
two places. So you have two different.
Okay, so this is the other place. The first one was two places also, though. So this is a third place.
Well, this one that I have, do we have a backup resolution? I can read out.
I'm seeing this also being in this. What I have is that this is in Ellenville, the same facility as the second one I mentioned. Maybe the first resolution was for the first one, and then this is for the second one. Is that what it is? Does it make sense that they would be the same price? Do they actually serve the same number of people?
Yes, because the state budgets them.
Okay.
So it's based on what the state approves us for.
The way that the Youth Bureau, like the money comes down, they're awarded in these blocks for each program, and it's the way that their formula is structured.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any questions, comments yet, Legislator Kitchen?
So is one of these contracts for the Kingston location and one for the Ellenville location?
Is that correct? Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I misspoke earlier. I knew that there were two. I thought they were the same resolution, but it's two different resolutions. All right, any other questions? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 294. Moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 295, approving the execution of a contract for $150,000 entered into by the county with Anderson Medical, doing business as Emergency One Urgent Care and Diagnostic Center through Department of Social Services. And I will defer to Commissioner Iaposi or Deputy Commissioner Wood to speak to this.
Yeah, we'll both have a couple of brief comments. Mine is just to distinguish this from the field drug testing, which we recently have had conversation about. So this is a different contract for a different service, although it does involve drug testing and it's at a facility, and we'll have Deputy Commissioner Wood comment on the rest of it.
So we have this contract, it's an option for parents of ours to go into Emergency One to have their test done. So they don't have to come up to Kingston, or they don't have to go to Ellenville to have us test them. They can go in. Sometimes their appointments are made. Sometimes we just have them go in blindly, depending on what we're trying to work with them on. So that this is their contract, and they can go into any one of the Emergency One test sites. So it's more convenient to them.
When you say go in blindly, what do you mean by that? When you say go in blindly as opposed to with an appointment, what do you mean?
So we want to kind of catch them off guard, make sure that they're clean all the time. So I may call up Mike and say, you need to go in by 2 o'clock tomorrow or by 2 o'clock today or whatever. And they have to go in for that. And then we report back. That's part of their court orders typically.
And our ability to request that a client comply with that directive is as a result of a court order that's been arrived at. So it's not something that we're just randomly doing. Although the nature of having the client participate in the drug test can be random. So you could use that word blindly or randomly.
Got it. Understood. Okay. Any questions from the committee? Comments, points of discussion? Okay. So then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 295, moved by Legislator Collins. Seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Right. Resolution 296, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to enter into a data use agreement. This is for the Department of Mental Health. Commissioner McDonald, do you want to give us a little background?
Sure, yes. So the state DOH offers access to this database in order to give the most accurate information regarding overdoses in the counties. And so we are looking to be able to access that information. It's at no cost. We're looking for the term to be 5 years. This has been supported by our emergency services director. We're pretty excited with the opportunity to be able to get the accuracy in the information. What we know is that overdoses are looking better. It's not just in the county, though, obviously, that is where our concern is, but nationally and certainly within the state of New York, we have overdoses are down 31.5% and fatalities from overdoses are down 63%. So we want to have, again, the most accurate information in order to determine what's working, how are our trendings looking, and where do we put our resources. And this is an opportunity.
Any questions from legislators? Any discussion? And this has no financial impact, which is good.
No financial impact, that's correct.
But because it's a contract, that's why we have to sign off on it, or?
That is correct. It's an agreement with the state of New York.
So Department do we have to Health. Do all IMAs? Okay, all right, fair enough. Okay. Anything else from the committee? Yep, Legislator Collins. Great. So we've got a motion on the floor to adopt. I've got a second from Legislator McCullough, and I'll call the question. All those in favor of adopting Resolution 296?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 297, approving the execution of a contract for $225,000 entered into by the county with Oxford House, Department of Mental Health. And again, Commissioner McDonald, do you want to give us some background?
Absolutely. We're using opioid settlement funds for this, what I would call a really exciting opportunity. Oxford House is a nationally recognized model of recovery housing. It's completely peer-run. There's no staff. Individuals utilize their own resources in order to live there. It is a democratized type of a setting. So they run all of the housing decisions. Our neighboring counties, there's three in Dutchess, there's two in Orange County. They have an online access to knowing where there are availability. You can get immediate admission depending on your need. And they do all of the site selection on their own. So this is not necessarily paying for the housing itself. It's paying for the housing specialist to do the actual site selection. It's paying for the housing specialist to do the ramp up for the house or the furniture and everything that's needed. And then it runs on its own. So in our contracts, what we're asking them to do is to do two houses within Ulster County. We're again doing a behavioral health needs assessment, so it will depend on two things. One, where can they find the housing that's large enough, that is affordable? They like to do at the very minimum 8 bedrooms. And then where does our needs assessment say that it would be best to place the houses? So we're really excited about this.
Great. Any questions from the committee on this? Yep, Legislator Kitchen.
Yes, so listening to you, we haven't chosen any houses yet.
We have, no, we're actually in the contracting process. This is a part of it. So though we've identified the money, we've made an award. This came out of an RFP. So we awarded it to the Oxford House, Inc. And so I'm sure that they have started their search so that they can be prepared, but the county is not a part of it, which also helps with the ability to just find housing without very little fanfare around the fact that there will be a house in any particular neighborhood. So they do that independent of the county. That's one of the things we pay them for.
What if they haven't found a house yet? Do we get the money back?
If they haven't found a house within the contract period, then we can determine at the end of the contract period We can review what are the issues. Are they not finding any of the resources? Is it because the money is not enough? Like, we would have the ability to take a look and revise based on what the issue is.
So this money is not going to go to the purchasing of a house?
No, the houses are not purchased. They're rented.
Rented. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Before I ask for a motion to adopt, since you brought it up, I'm curious, and I think it's good for the committee to be aware of the behavioral needs assessment, since that's been like a multi-year saga. Can you just give us an update? Not multi-year saga, I shouldn't say that. It was a really good idea that has come to fruition through a long process. And so can you give us an update on where we're at on that?
I sure can. So where we are is getting community feedback in lots of different ways. So we did two community forums. One was at IFH on Pine Street in Kingston. One was virtual so that we would have the opportunity to reach a larger amount of people. Now we're talking to individuals. We're talking to the director of health. We've spoken to DSS. We're wanting to get a sense of where do they see the gaps and if they had their ability to determine what was needed so that they have the voice in that system. Where the vendors will be coming back to town in August. They'll be doing a ride along with some of our law enforcement to get their perspective. They're going to be going to our religious organizations. There will be a forum that is at St. James. So it's really about gathering the information and then synthesizing it all. And we're still in the information gathering
process. So the next milestone are that kind of field work in August, and then what's like the larger trajectory for when we might receive the report?
Larger trajectory is expected in the fall. So it'll first be provided to the stakeholders, and then it will come to the legislature for you to be able to comment on it, hear specifically from the vendors how they came up with their analysis, and then it will be promulgated within the wider community.
And do we expect that they'll be making specific policy recommendations?
We expect that they will be making specific policy recommendations. Okay. But just that, right? It's up to us locally to determine how we're going to move forward.
And the timing, I mean, that's going to be coming in right around budget time. Do we expect, I mean, I can't imagine that any recommendation will come in time to have an impact on the budget, do you think?
Or? I don't think so.
Okay, so this would be work to move forward with in 2026 and beyond. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Any questions about that? I just thought it would be good for us to kind of hear all of that, so it's on our radar for this committee. Okay. Any other discussion on the resolution itself, 297? Then I'll entertain a motion to adopt 297, moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 298, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $76,800 entered into by the county with Rehabilitation Support Services, the Department of Mental Health. And Commissioner McDonald, if you could give us some framing.
Absolutely. These are state aid dollars. The state, as you know, goes through regular processes and where they're looking at their funded programmings to determine the health of those programs. And they do that based on advocacy groups. They do that based on feedback from the provider. So this is specific for supported housing and the rehabilitation housing for ABLE House with RSS.
Any questions?
It's state money that we're just going to take.
Any questions from the committee? Any comments? Any discussion? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 298, moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. We've already had discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution 299, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to create a public health technician to be utilized in the lead rental registry program through the Department of Health. And Director Walter, do you want to give us some framing on this?
Yeah. So this is a 5-year grant from the state for lead registry, lead rental registry program. Thank you. It's based in Kingston because it was identified by the state that that's a high need area. And just as a reminder, it basically identifies any potential rental units, so that's defined as having more than two addresses in the same building that was built before 1980. and will be required to inspect each and every one of those. So it's expected it's over 5,000 of these units. When we originally put this into the budget, we weren't quite clear what our partnership was going to be with Kingston, the city of Kingston, on whether we would sort of share this work. The money is not enough and it's inefficient to do it that way. And we need to be really responsible for doing all the lead testing and remediation. So we recognize, especially with 5,000 units, that we need 3 techs. We had only put 2 in the original budget, so this is a third. It's all covered by the grant. It's no extra cost to the county.
So this is money that we potentially would have been shared and the workload would have been shared, but instead we're doing it all.
Yeah. And it would have been hard because you couldn't just have a tech over there. You'd have to have a supervisor. There's more to it. And so this is just more efficient to keep it in-house. We'll still be working with Kingston in communicating with their people who do housing inspections. And we're going to teach them how to use one of the lead screeners so that they can have that experience and inform us when they've noted something. But it's more efficient. It's not a lot of money and it is a lot of inspections. So this is the best way to go about it.
When you say we're going to teach them how to use the screener, who is them?
They're building inspector team, whoever they identify. Okay. Oh, Tom? Yeah, we're going to teach.
No, it's Eric.
Oh, Eric. Okay, we're going to teach Eric.
I'm a building inspector in the city of Kingston.
Okay, so should he be the one they decide to be taught, it will be him.
I'm already going around my office here, and everybody's going to wear the garbage.
Great. Yeah, through the chair. We are waiting to hear when we'll get the training. We got the machinery. We're waiting to hear when we'll get the training from the company that provided this special low radiation, much safer machinery. So as soon as we know they're ready, we're going to bring in our techs and whoever in Kingston and do the training together.
All right. Great. Any questions from the legislators? Any discussion?
Yeah.
Yep, Legislator Kitchen.
So I think this is a good program to be proactive. I've seen many situations over the years with different rental properties in Kingston. As a property management, as a building inspector, where a child reaches a certain lead levels. And I think it's good to get out ahead of this instead of having, I think, through the chair again. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the lead testing that parents are supposed to do every year ends at the age of 6, correct?
Director Walter?
Yeah. Through their doctors, you mean, testing the children?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's slightly different from this program in that, yeah, they do those tests and we get identified if the child's lead level is elevated, and that's throughout the whole county. So this is, we kind of have 3 lead programs at the same time. So that's one of ours. This one is interestingly where we're not waiting to be told.
Correct.
We will get a list of these addresses. Proactive. And we'll be going to all of them.
Yeah, because you go into some of these homes that I go into, it's my daily job, and you'll witness the old plaster chipping off the walls, and underneath it there is, I'm sure, lead paint, alligator paint. I can see it on the outside. I'm going to assume that it's on the inside. So I just think this is a good way to get out in front of it and be proactive. That's all.
Thank you so much, Legislator Kitchen. And this is a state program. So they're helping communities all across the state with this?
They are, and they identified the zip code for our county. But they're doing it in all of the counties. And I will say, just so that you're aware, we started conversations. REBCO received a pretty good amount of money to do remediation work. So we've started conversations with REBCO on how to, when we do identify that remediation is needed, how we can figure out how to get it actually done.
Yep. Legislator Collins.
Just want to be clear on where this is happening. So you say Kingston, but you said zip code 12401. Is it the zip code or the city of Kingston?
You're right. It is the zip code. Okay. Almost all of it is in the city of Kingston, but there are probably, I think, 300 units that are outside of the 5,000.
Because it probably came up at the last session. It's in
zip code. No, it's the zip code, but for all intents and purposes, it's pretty much the city. Yeah. Thank you for pointing that out.
And the other zip code is Town of Ulster, I'm guessing, or Town?
Yeah, which is a lot. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's good. A big so zip code.
Everyone can feel better. It's not just a Kingston.
I would add importantly that it's only for structures that have two addresses within them. And so outside of the city of Kingston, there's very few that qualify. Yeah.
Like less than 300.
When you say two, you mean multifamily.
They need a metric of that it's a rental. Okay. And so the way they're using it is if they see one building has more than one address,
more than one unit,
then they're assuming there's renters in it.
Right.
So that's, you know, we may come to some of those and identify they're not rentals. We may come to some of those and find that they've been remediated. They just purely look at more than one address in that place and over built before 1980. And then they're just giving us that list.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Legislator Hitchin.
The city of Kingston requires a rental registry when anyone that purchases a multifamily home or a single family home that's being used as a rental. We go in once every 2 years and we do what they call a fire safety inspection. Make sure the occupants are safe and, fire, smoke, carbon monoxide detectors, no entries are blocked, blah, blah, blah. So when we go into these places, this will also, we'll just be doing one more task, which will be screening for the lead. A lot of other towns in the county don't have a rental registry. So you won't see in most towns inspectors going in and inspecting rentals. It's mostly the city of Kingston.
Okay. I believe that it might also be the village of New Paltz. Yeah. I remember the inspections from college. All right. So, with that, is there any further discussion on the lead program? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 299. Yep, moved by Legislator Kitchen, seconded by Legislator Collins. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution number 300. Setting a public hearing on proposed law number 7 of 2025, a local law amending section C42A of the Ulster County Charter and section A5-3A of the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster to reflect recent changes in the state public health law regarding composition requirements for local boards of health to be held on July 15th, 2025 at 7:20 p.m. Deputy Executive Amante, do you want to speak to this?
Sure. The state has amended its last year, has amended its law to broaden who can sit on boards of health. A lot of our more rural counties, they struggle to find an adequate number of members within their county, and they also find it valuable if they have prominent medical professionals who look to sit on the county but sit in an adjacent county to be on their board of health. They've allowed adjacent resident folks to sit on boards of health within a county, and this would adjust our local law to reflect the state flexibility. So if a practitioner is in Dutchess County as their residence, but they work in Kingston, or if they live in Sullivan and they work in Ellenville, they're now able to participate.
Part is that they still know our people.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, we just know people live in contiguous counties, but they work here. And so this still has the expectation that they're serving our population.
So this would open it up to people who, even if they live in an adjacent county, they would be qualified because they serve our county.
Yes, exactly.
Right, okay. Any questions from the...
And I'll just say this is allowing us to match what the state has already done.
Right, yeah. Yep. Any questions from the committee? Any discussion? All right. I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 300, moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's see. I think this is our last resolution. Resolution number 316, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to the contract with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection to continue delegation of administration of Section 18-38 of the Watershed Regulations. And Deputy Executive Amenta, do you want to speak to this, or Director Walter?
Yeah, we have an agreement every 5 years with DEP. Basically, any septic system that's located near their watershed, we make sure is clean and good and built correctly. This is an amendment because we ran out of the 5 years. They're giving us a few months extension while we work out getting the next 5 years. It's all money to us, no cost to the county. It allows us to still spend some of the money that we have left until we have the next contract.
Any questions from the committee or legislators in general? Any discussion? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 316, moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we...
I did miss the opportunity, but this is a very popular program, especially in my section of the county.
Excellent.
Can I just add?
Sure.
Well, only because we're going to have a resolution related to this.
Sure.
Is how we're spending the money.
Okay.
So that when you see that resolution, you understand that the money's already coming from DEC. So this also helps towards the digitization of our department. So one of the things is we get these giant plans and our engineers can't read them unless they're a hard copy. So this will actually, with the little leftover money, we'll get these large monitors for engineers so that they can read those plans. So that resolution will probably be in front of you next month.
Okay, great. Thank you. In the future, discussion like that, super valuable, especially before we vote.
Sorry, I totally forgot.
It's totally fine. All right, so I was calling the vote. That one's, yeah, of course. I'll give the leeway. That resolution is adopted unanimously. That's 316. All right, so we have no new business. We have no old business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting. Moved by Legislator Collins, seconded by Legislator Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and one of the advantages to being in this room is we are adjourned.